Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to Baltimore, and we're going to speak with a young actress. Her name is Victoria Faith Miller. She's an actor, a model, a singer. She's a triple threat, but she's also a triplet. Why don't we just give her a call, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go. Hey, Victoria, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
That's great. I love that name. Three names, Victoria Faith Miller. It's great.
My last name is a little common, so I have to make myself stand out a little bit.
Okay, I get it. Well, it's three words. You're a triple threat and you're a triplet, right?
Yes, I am a triplet.
So how is that? I always wonder, like, somebody who has twins, but God, you have a triplet. So like, if your sister smashes her hand inside like the car, do you feel it? What kind of weird things happen with triplets?
No, it's not quite like that. I mean, we definitely have finished each other's sentences before, but no, we haven't done that.
But you know what they're thinking pretty much. You know how they're feeling just by looking at them, right?
No.
No?
Not all the time. I mean, we are definitely very close and connected. We definitely fight quite a bit, especially as we've gotten older and become more independent, but we're pretty close.
Right. So how old are you right now? You're 17?
Yes, I am 17.
How old are your brother and sisters?
Of course, my triplet siblings are also 17. And then I have one older brother and he's 18.
Okay, I was kind of joking. Like, they're 17 as well.
People always ask for some reason. And I'm like, always just want to clarify.
Because on the picture, there's you and your sister. And I thought your brother had a growth spurt or something. Like, why is he a foot taller?
Yeah, he's the older one.
So is your hair blonde? Who colors their hair? Do you color your hair or do your sisters? Or do you have different color hair?
We actually have different color hair. My mom always likes to say that she got all the different colored hair because she has brunette, which is my sister. She has a blonde, which is me. And she has a dirty blonde, which is my triplet brother. So she got a little bit of everything.
So, hey, how'd you get that extra work on American Pie and House of Cards?
Basically, we just have always been keeping up with the local castings. There's some great casting sites locally to where I live, which is the DC, Maryland, Virginia area and market. There's some great casting agencies near us. One's called Marinella Hume. They cast a lot of extra work near me. And that's kind of where I got my start in the industry. And my mom and dad actually both were also extras on House of Cards before my siblings and I were. So they were introduced to that first. And I saw them doing that. And I was like, wow, that's something really cool that I would also love to do. So one day we just sent in our pictures and they needed kids for that day. So we just took a trip with my grandpa, actually. And he got to be an extra, too, which is really awesome.
I know. I was looking at your parents. I'm like, man, their daddy's got that Batman jaw, man. He's like a superstar. And your mom, oh my gosh, she's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I work in real estate and she looks exactly like one of the real estate agents I work with.
Yeah, she actually looked a lot like Robin Wright, and she was asked to be a double for Robin Wright once. And my mom and dad have both done a few different extra roles in House of Cards, which is kind of cool.
Did you get to meet Robin Wright? Did you see the other actors there, the other lead guy?
No, I actually didn't get to meet Robin Wright. My dad did. And even though you're not technically supposed to talk to the principal actors, she actually was sitting next to my dad at one point and he got to talk to her. But we saw Kevin Spacey. He introduced himself to everyone, which was pretty cool.
What was the other one that you were in? Josh Taylor's Prom Date?
Yeah, Josh Taylor's Prom Date. I'm not actually exactly sure about the status of the release of that. I only had a minor role. My sister actually got to have a few lines, but I got to be a featured high school student. So basically, I got to walk like right up next to one of the lead characters and was right in front of the camera for a good bit, but I didn't have any lines in that. And that was just a really good experience to be on set, get used to the more high budget film, got to meet a few of the lead actors, and they were really kind. And I connected with a few of them on Instagram. Again, one of those beginning experiences that gave me experience on set and made me want to do this more often.
So in American Pie, is the American Pie with Jason Biggs and Tara Reid and Shannon Elizabeth?
No, it was actually a modern spinoff based on that movie. There was a lot of really awesome young actors and it was really cool to talk to them.
Yeah, because 1999, I mean.
No, I wasn't even born.
But you have a ton of theater experience, so you've done a lot of theater.
I actually started in theater and I always say that that's where I decided that this was something that I wanted to do and it inspired me to get into TV and film. I started theater when I was about 7 or 8 years old. My parents, probably as many other parents do, put us in a theater camp local to our community and we just did that camp. The show was The Hobbit and I got to be one of the dwarves, which was fun. That was my first theater experience.
That's pretty great because I noticed there's a lot of ensemble parts. There's a lot of supporting. Then you play the lead in some of the other ones, Peter Pan and Harry Potter at Twilight, Radium Girls.
So Harry Potter at Twilight, that's also a spinoff. I've been in a lot of spinoffs apparently, but that was a spinoff of Harry Potter and I got to play the character that's a spinoff of Hermione Granger. I've actually always looked up to Emma Watson and Hermione Granger, which is really cool that I got to play that part. In Radium Girls, I got to play a news reporter, Nancy Jane Harlan, and she was a really cool part to dive into. And because she just was sort of played out as this shallow news reporter, I got to give her a lot of emotions and create her character from the ground up. And in Peter Pan, that was one of my first lead roles. I was only 12 years old, and I got to play John Darling. So that was really cool to work alongside some older actors and actresses, and I really loved that part.
What's that picture on Instagram where you're holding that lantern and wearing that purple dress?
That was actually taken pretty recently. There's a local photographer to us, and she just reached out on Instagram. Her name is Amanda Ray. She's really sweet. And she just reached out to me on Instagram and said that she wanted to start her portfolio and take some pictures. And she said that she has all these Victorian outfits and steampunk style outfits. And that's, of course, something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be even in like a period film. I watched the Queen Elizabeth film, and I've always wanted to do that type of old style film. So that was really cool. We got to basically dress up, and it reminded me of when I was younger and we dressed up. We just went out one afternoon, took some pictures, wore a bunch of different cool hats, and she edited them to look really cool and magical, which was awesome.
Looks like a still shot from a movie.
Yeah, she encouraged us to do different facial expressions and sort of act like we were discovering or being magical. And it sort of released this childlike instinct in me, this wondrous wanderlust. And I really like to be able to use my acting skills in that sort of photography, because I think photography is a great representation of art and acting as well.
True. Yeah, so that's Victoria Faith Miller on Instagram. So you guys go check that out right now, because it's really, really, really professional and beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I've been looking at your special skills. You have a lot of interesting stuff in there. Well, let's just start with your standard British accent. Can you do a British accent?
Hi, my name is Victoria Miller, and I'm 17 years old, and I'm a triplet, and I live in Baltimore, Maryland.
That's pretty good.
They differ depending on where you are. A more cockney, like grungy accent would be more like this, but the more higher class would be more like this and elevated. So I've been learning the different regions and the different dialects that span throughout the whole UK.
So when you say you can cry on cue, what's your inspiration for that? Do you think of something? You don't have to share it, but do you have something that you think of?
I've actually tried many different methods. Of course, I've tried method acting, which is taking from my own personal experience, which has helped to a certain extent. But after a while, when you use certain experiences in your life, you sort of become conditioned to those experiences and they don't work as well anymore. So as I've gotten older, I've really just tried more to actually connect with characters and actually feel what they're feeling rather than it coming from experiences in my life and actually being able to feel those other person's experiences. So I've definitely transitioned more into that method of crying on cue. And that has definitely been really awesome to discover within myself.
So that Stanislavski method workshop really paid off, huh?
It did. That Thespian Festival was really cool. It was all high school students. There were some professors, like the professor who taught that. He's from Russia and he's been teaching for many years. And it was really cool to learn about these different things.
You've taken a lot of workshops. You have a lot of training. I mean, that's like 10, 12, 14 things there.
I just think that, especially at the spot I'm in, I'm almost 18 years old, but not quite there yet. I think it's a really great opportunity for me to work on my training, because when I turn 18, there's going to be so many more roles open to me. And of course, I take any opportunity that I can now. But I've also taken this opportunity to research and learn and train. And that's the best I can do, especially throughout quarantine, to take advantage of Zoom classes and all the many classes. Like, I've coached with people in LA, in New York, and so many people around the world that I would have never been able to coach with or learn from if it hadn't been for the current event.
So first degree black belt in, how do you say it? Hapkido?
Hapkido. It's a style of martial arts from South Korea. Amazing experience. My mom is a black belt in Hapkido, and my dad is a brown belt. He made it pretty far, but didn't get to finish his training. I don't know, maybe he'll resume one day. But as you can probably tell, we've gotten a lot of inspiration from our parents and what they've done. So my parents put all four of us in karate, and that was an amazing experience going through that. And now I have my black belt with my name on it, as my name written in English and also in Korean.
That is so good, because that's more like close-up fighting where you're like flipping them. You flip them around.
And... Oh, yeah. No, I love that. When I'm older, I would love to be able to do my own stunts and be able to really carry that aspect of my character, that physical strength I am really interested in.
Yeah, that's going to come in handy. Plus, you did the stage combat and the hand-to-hand with the swords and everything, right?
Yeah, that was really cool. I got to use that again. And also in Peter Pan, I got to do some stage combat. That was really basic. But then I took a few workshops and did some more with that. So yeah, it's definitely something I'm learning and growing in.
And archery? So you're pretty good at that?
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the video on my Instagram or if anyone who's watching this did, but I posted a video. It was actually my first bullseye that that I got, which was really cool. It was really exciting. It takes a lot of work and a lot of concentration, archery, but my parents agreed to get me like an actual legit bow and arrow, not like a toy or a fake one, because we had this when we were kids, but I got like a real one. We went to the store. We got all of the cool things that you need to do that. We got the hand protectors, the quiver, and we got all the bow and arrows. And we've tried so many different kinds of bow and arrows. We've made our own targets in the backyard. We've just kind of been playing around with it.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence is too old to play Hunger Games if they remake it, so you're perfect for that.
I also really look up to Wonder Woman and, of course, Katniss. Yeah, they were definitely my inspiration. I get a lot of my inspiration from movie and TV characters and actresses.
So I'm probably taking a chance on saying this because every time, well, they're not around anymore, but do you still have your rabbit, Snicker?
I do. I love Snickers, and we actually also just got a new rabbit. Her name's Willow. So now we have Willow and Snickers, and they're like brother and sister. They haven't officially like met yet, but we're trying to do that more gradually. But they're both adorable, and I love them so much.
Right, so Snickers you can actually like snuggle with, and he's cool. He'll just lay there?
Yeah, he's very sweet. He snuggles with us, and he will lick our noses, and he's just very trusting of our family. And I think he's like almost like a mini dog. We'll have him hop in the yard, and people will think he's a puppy.
So is your hair naturally curly like that, or do you got to flat iron it?
So yeah, it is naturally curly. My mom had really curly hair when she was younger, and that's kind of how I know where I got it from. And actually, when I was younger, it was kind of wavy, but it wasn't as curly as it is now. But as I've gotten older, it's gotten very, very curly, and it's sometimes hard to manage. I have to find like the perfect recipe. Like I have this coconut oil stuff that I put in my hair, and I have this other curl taming stuff. It's like I'm trying to find that perfect recipe to make sure my hair is not frizzy and all over the place all the time.
Because on your website, victoriafaithmiller.com, where it says resume, I mean, your hair is perfectly straight on that.
That was when I had a professional hairstylist do my hair. His name is Chris Lanston. I know he's pretty common among like celebrities, and he's done a lot of celebrities, which is really cool. He actually told us he did Beyonce. He was the first sort of professional hairstylist that I got to work with and gave me sort of a slice of that kind of life. And he was really awesome. He did my hair really nicely.
Well, that's perfect. I mean, God, the hair, the outfit, the lighting, your eyes are popping, your eyebrows, just enough makeup, not too much. It's like perfect. It's amazing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing in New York.
So Take Three Talent Agency, how'd you get them?
Actually, it's a funny story. I applied to Take Three Talent through their website a few years ago in 2018 with all my siblings. And it's actually pretty interesting because at that time I was still pretty new and just transitioning into TV and film. So we auditioned. We actually went to New York. They wanted to see us in person. So we went there. And a few weeks later, they told us that we don't need anyone of your type on our roster right now. They were still a boutique agency at that time. So they only had a few clients. So you know what? I took that and I was like, okay, I'm just going to take this time. You know, everyone gets rejected. This is probably the first of many times. But I was like, okay, I'll take the time to work on my craft, to build up my skills. And you know what? I'll try again in a few years. So fast forward to 2020. Been doing a lot of Zoom classes, doing a lot of work on my craft and training as much as I can. So I decided that I was going to resubmit. I just felt like it was the time for me to really reapproach that and think about representation because I'd been doing a lot of work on my end and I just felt like it was my time. So I submitted again to their website and I received a response that they wanted self-tape. So I sent that in, I did all of that and they really liked my work. So I just was really happy about how far I had come since that first experience. And I think it's really cool now looking back, knowing that that first time, I don't like to say rejected. I like to say not this time because I know that not every no is a permanent no. It just might be not at this time. So it was a not at this time for me. And then it turned into a yes a few years later.
Because I just signed with the manager as well. And I just like felt so great because I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm way too old. I don't have enough credits, yada, yada, yada. And then I get that email. It had all the contracts in there. I'm like, I'm going to sign these right now before they change their mind.
And we had to sign all those contracts and the SAG contract. It was really a new process for me, but I definitely felt like I was taking my career to the next level. And of course, the work on my end doesn't stop. I still train and do all that stuff that I was doing before, but it's just nice to have that little extra push and have people who are rooting for you.
Right. Like whether you're building a house or anything or relationship, you have to have a great foundation because if you don't have a great foundation, if you mess up, you're going to crash all the way to the bottom. I mean, you started, like you say, young, you did all the extra work. You did all the the plays, you worked on your craft. Even though you did all that work, you're almost still kind of considered a newbie.
Yeah, I would definitely still consider myself a newbie.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
No, like, filter there. I don't have any shame in calling myself a newbie, but I know that my time will come when it comes, so I'm just awaiting that, and I will just keep working until it comes.
So what are you going to do? You're 18, you're going to be an adult. Are you still hanging there in Baltimore and doing your career there, going to a local college, or what's next for you?
I'm actually in the college application process, so I'm applying to schools in Philadelphia, New York, one school in Southern California. So I'm trying to be conscious about location, so I'm available for those auditions, because I know that 18 to 22 time frame is a very crucial age range for roles.
That's all the castings are right now. I look at them every day. 18 to 20, I was like, oh my God.
That's like the golden age for acting, so I definitely don't want to miss out on that, but I really love my education. I think that's something that's really important to me, so I'm definitely not going to let that go. One person who inspires me in that way is, I know Natalie Portman actually left her career for a few years to attend school, and she studied psychology. That's kind of an inspiration to me that I can still be able to do this career and still value education just as much as I always have.
Before your time, but Brooke Shields, she did the same thing. She took time off, went to Princeton, and she was already super famous.
I really admire all those women who have taken time from their career to focus on their education, because I think there's a lot of personal growth that can happen in college. And I'm actually planning on studying business. So I'm majoring in entrepreneurship and innovation. And one day I would also love to open my own company, whether it be a production company or a nonprofit organization. I would really love to just help people in any way. And I think that college will be a really great time for me to discover more about those passions. And I think those business aspects will also help me in my acting career.
Like I say, you got that foundation. Maybe all those regional commercials helped out a lot as well when you started out that way.
Yeah, I did a few regional commercials, and those were, again, really foundational for me in my career and sort of gave me a taste of that side, because commercial is a lot different than TV and film. Yeah, I did a Baltimore Orioles commercial with my family, which was really cool because we got to support our local baseball team, Go Orioles. I did a Care First commercial, which is a regional healthcare provider in my area. So it's really cool to be able to support local organizations and businesses in my area by doing that.
So what is the survivalist? Is that something that's already ongoing and they cast your family in it, or is that something you guys did?
They actually cast us. So our episode actually aired this past Tuesday night on BYU TV. This summer, we were flown out to Idaho to film along with another family, and it was a really amazing experience. Survivalist is a show where the host, Colin O'Brady, he takes two families out into the Idaho backcountry, and they compete to win $10,000, and there's lots of survival challenges, and the whole premise is getting people to work together as a family and go through those challenges, because nothing is more raw and vulnerable than the middle of nowhere in the outdoors.
Yeah, because it looks so professional. I was like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, it was very professional. And again, even though it wasn't specifically acting, it was reality TV, but I got to see all those really cool different kinds of cameras. They had the dollies. They had the cameras that were on the arms that extended. And I'm going to be posting a few pictures on my Instagram of what it kind of looked like behind the scenes. And I believe they're making a behind the scenes episode so everyone can get to see that. But yeah, it was definitely a really cool experience to see that sort of behind the scenes aspects and being able to take that into the middle of nowhere and see how they approach those challenges.
So what is Artist Alive series? Is that something that you're doing?
Yeah, that's actually something I created and started, again, because quarantine, we're all sitting at home. I just decided that I wanted to create something that would allow me and other artists to connect through Instagram, because it's something that I love to be active on. I really love Instagram. It's my primary platform. And I have always loved watching other actors do Instagram lives, and they guest other actors a lot of times. So I decided that that's something that I wanted to do, but I wanted to make it a little show and do it regularly. So every Friday or so, obviously not this Friday because I'm speaking with you, which is awesome, but every Friday I try to have a guest on, and it's usually another teen actor, or I'm going to have other young actors and maybe even adult actors, and they just come on my little Instagram live show. I ask them questions about their personal lives, their careers, and we basically just get to connect about our careers and where we are in our careers, and it's just a great experience to meet new people, talk with people that I haven't seen in a while, and reconnect with anyone, really.
Right, so on Instagram, that's Artist Alive Series, if you want to go there and follow her and check out more information about that. But that's why you're such a good guest, because you're such a good host.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I'm definitely working on my host skills, and I listen to some of your podcasts, and I definitely can get some inspiration from you. I've worked on being a host. It's definitely a hard task, so I know it's not the easiest thing. You always have to feel like you have to know what you're doing, because you're trying to carry the conversation, which can be difficult sometimes. I've been trying to like post all the replays and keep up with everyone's new projects. That's something that I've tried to do. Whenever someone someone that I've had as a guest book something new or has a past really cool booking, I try to advertise on my page just to create this little community of actors. So it's definitely a lot to keep up with. It's very rewarding to be able to see those posts and people's engagement and being able to meet new people. I think it makes it all worth it.
All right, so I have a question for you. So I have a friend, and every time we go out to eat, he reaches in his jacket and he pulls out his own special Tabasco sauce and he puts it on everything. So your Tabasco sauce would be the something called Old Bay. What is that?
Oh my gosh, you don't know what Old Bay is?
No, I'm going to go to Walmart and buy some now.
Dang, no. Okay, so I'm a Marylander, and we in Maryland, we have Old Bay, which is our seasoning that we put on everything, specifically seafood, because crab and shrimp and seafood is really big in Maryland. So I can't believe you don't know what Old Bay is. Basically, our seafood seasoning that we put on everything possible. There's Old Bay chips, there's Old Bay ice cream, there's Old Bay everything here.
So somebody coming up in the business, like right now, they could be like very young and like, well, I want to get into it. Like, what advice would you have for them?
I would definitely say not to be discouraged by where your location is, because I live in Maryland and I have been able to find a lot of opportunities nearby. And one big piece of advice I would say is definitely always be looking for those opportunities, because they won't always come to you. And sometimes you can create them by making your own films and making your own work and creating by yourself and with other friends. So I would say always create opportunities and try really hard to find opportunities. I found so many different casting sites local to where I am, finding even the little markets where I can drive a little more than maybe in New York or California. You just have to really look for those opportunities and create them when there aren't any there.
Right. So basically be an overachiever, just like Victoria Faith Miller.
It has caused me some problems every now and then. So be a little more balanced than I am. But yeah, definitely try really hard and work hard. Talent is amazing and talent can definitely get you places. But the hard work is what really pushes you above and makes you stand out.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say?
To anyone who's starting out, you just have to be persistent. Like I said, I got turned away and pushed off a little bit, but I still was finding ways to engage in my career and do what I love. Even if that opportunity that you put yourself into doesn't come right away and work out the first time, you can always try again another time and figure out what you need to work on before you try again. Persistence is key in this industry, because you will get a lot of no's and a lot more no's than yeses. But when you get that one yes, it will definitely feel sweet. And I'm definitely waiting for that one big yes one day.
Bro, it's going to happen for you. I have a good feeling about you. You got what it takes. You're going to get out there and something's definitely going to come your way. The light's going to shine on you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Where is the best place for people to find you online?
So the best place to find me online is probably Instagram, because I'm very active on Instagram. And in my Instagram bio, you can find my website, which has links to my IMDb profile, my active access, my little YouTube channel, which I post reels and anything I'm working on. So my Instagram can lead you to anything else about me and my online presence.
Right. And it's just your name, Victoria Faith Miller. All, even though it's three words, it's one word.
Yep. All one word on Instagram and my Instagram handle.
Hey, Victoria, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I really sincerely appreciate it. I think some young person's listening thinking, wow, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah, I really hope so. Thank you for having me. And I hope everyone who's listening learned something. And I just had a great time being on today. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend and we'll talk at you later. Bye-bye.
And you as well.
Victoria Faith Miller on Instagram for more information. Leave us a review on iTunes or Internet Movie Database. Celine Rosie will kick off January 4th, season 5.
Listen, learn. Because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful. You're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one. It's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star. But for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here. Of course, it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet. Now I'm revving my throttle on the climb through the top. It's the same old games. But now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming. It was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.